This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, Stacy Swim's going to join me in the next hour. But for some, I know you're trying to get away from it, but I got it here. You might as well listen to it. Okay? So we've got, is this Ivanka, right? Ivanka? Ivanka Trump is introducing her father. Let's just take a couple of minutes. I promise. I won't kill you with it. Just a couple of minutes.
To his assistant in a signature black felt tip pen and request that the person be found and invited to Trump Tower to meet with him. He would talk to them and then draw upon his extensive network to find them a job or get them a break. And they would leave his office, as people so often do after having been with Donald Trump, feeling that life could be great again. I have witnessed his empathy and generosity towards others, especially those who are suffering. It is just his way of being in your corner when you're down. My father not only has the strength and ability necessary to be our next president, but also the kindness and compassion that will enable him to be the leader that this country needs. Sense of fairness that touches every conviction he's held. I've worked alongside of him for more than a decade now at the Trump Organization, and I've seen how he operates as a leader, making important decisions that shape careers and that change lives. I've learned a lot about the world from walking construction jobs by his side. When run properly, construction sites are true meritocracies. Competence in the building trades is easy to spot, and incompetence is impossible to hide. These sites are also incredible melting pots, gathering people from all walks of life and uniting them to work towards a single mission. There have always been men of all background and ethnicities on my father's job sites, and long before it was commonplace, you also saw women. My father values talent. He recognizes real knowledge and skill when he finds it. He is colorblind and gender neutral. He hires the best person for the job, period. Words and promises, no matter how visionary they sound, will only get you so far. In our business, you're not a builder unless you've got a building to show for it. Or in my father's case, city skylines. Most people strive their entire lives to achieve great success in a single industry. My father has succeeded in many, on the highest level and on a global scale. One of the reasons he has thrived as an entrepreneur is because he listens to everyone. Billionaire executives don't usually ask the people doing the work for their opinion of the work. My father is an exception. On every one of his projects, you'll see him talking to the super, the painter, the engineers, the electricians. He'll ask them for their feedback, if they think something should be done differently or could be done better. When Donald Trump is in charge, all that counts is ability, effort, and excellence. This has long been the philosophy at the Trump Organization. At my father's company, there are more female than male executives. Women are paid equally for the work that we do.
Oh, no, that's impossible.
When a woman becomes a mother, she is supported, not shut out.
Now, you know as well as I do. Now, come on, let's just be honest about this, people. Right? These are all lies. They're his kids. What else are they going to say? Somebody asked me today, you think having his kids up there is a good thing or a bad thing? I don't think there's anything wrong with it. No, I'm dead serious. I don't see anything wrong with this. Why wouldn't you want, look it. If your kids really can't stand you and you think that, you know, they think you're the devil's brother, you'll see it in their faces when they're trying to say this stuff. But I don't see any reason why you wouldn't have your children up there. And you know what's going to happen. The Dems are going to come out and they're going to find 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The guys have thousands and thousands and thousands of people work for him. And they will find a handful of people to talk about how badly treated they were. Now, we only had 20, 30, 40, 50 people, I don't know, over our period of having our company. And you want to go looking for people who... Now, I'll say it, 98.5% of the people who worked for us thought it was great. It was a great work environment. They treated well, better than well, thought they were like family. And then you'll find that you'll find a small handful that'll tell you how bad we were, how nasty we were. You know what I'm saying? Isn't that nice of them? So yeah, I find it interesting that the Dems are going to go to town to tear the guy up. When in reality, again, of tens of thousands, we'll find a few. The other thing I think is hilarious. Think about something here. The other thing I find is really funny is he pays his. It's not funny that he does this. He pays females that work for him. Can I use the word female? Okay. He pays females the same as males. Now, that can't be right. He's a Republican. He's a white male Republican. There's no way that could... Somebody has to fact check that. Hey, I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Stacey Schwimple will join me right after the break. He's a Christian activist, commentator, and founding member of the National Coalition of Black Pastors. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And listen, that's the intro was my baby is American made. Your TV should be American made. Your bed should be, your car should be American made. We have 94 million Americans out of work. All right? Let's do the best. I realize it's harder and harder every year. But let's do the best we can to buy American. At least to buy American manufactured, put together. I don't even know. Right, but let's do something to help our people get back to work. Because you know what? Really, in my mind, my feeble little mind, a stronger America is a stronger world. I know it sounds kind of goofy, but I believe that. A stronger America is a stronger world. Anyway, I am Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things that you can do up there. And you know what? There are smarter people than I in the chat room. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. I want to get right to my next guest. I haven't had him on in the longest time and always enjoyed when I've had him on in the past. I'm going to bring him back even more often. Minister Stacy Swimp is on the line with me. He's from Flint, Michigan, a Christian activist, a commentator. Stacy's a founding member and past spokesman for the National Coalition of Black Pastors and Christian Leaders. I love that. I loved having you on the show when we were going through all that. Stacy, thanks so much for being with me tonight.
Hey, thank you. It's an honor to be back, and I really, really appreciate the fact that you stayed the course, man.
Well, and you too. I mean, I watch what you put up there. I watch you staying on it and not giving up and not letting them back you down in any way, shape, manner, or form. So, and we obviously look around. We still need to be on it, don't we?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how that happens. Whatever we were before we came into a personal relationship with God, it just seems that the radical change that he gives us, and I keep thinking about the New Testament when the church was being established, and Stephen the martyr, the disciples were under constant pressure, I mean, to be beheaded and cut in half by logs. And so when I come against naysayers now, the political pressure or any sort of oppression against our religious freedom, I think to myself, is that the best you got? You're not threatened to behead me. I'm not in danger of being tied to two bulls in two different directions and having my body ripped apart by the disciples in the early church. So, I mean, when we put this in perspective, the great cloud of witnesses that we've had before us, we don't have a right to quit. We do not have a right not to stand.
No kidding. No kidding. You know, we're never supposed to grow weary because the victory's on the other side. The victory will be there. You know, I got to tell you something. I look at some of the things that have come down. I've got a lot of Christian friends that are starting to turn, if you would. I say it's giving up. But I'm seeing more and more Christian pastors that are evolving on this marriage issue. And, they've become enlightened, you know. And so, I mean, are you seeing that? And how do you speak to those pastors? Because they're not just big cities that these pastors are turning in. They're turning in all kinds of parts of the country. And you know how I feel? I feel the same way you do, I believe. They're turning on Scripture. They're turning on God. I don't know how they're doing this.
I think the Bible informs us, and I hope it's okay, because that's got to be our foundation as we have the discussion.
Well, if you're going to talk about God and Jesus and the Bible, I don't know. They may unplug us, but you go for it, brother.
Well, think about it. This is actually consistent with what the enemies of God have always done and how the people of God have always responded, unfortunately, to a crisis of belief. Many times the masses will go the opposite direction. Think about it. So when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, then he rained down manna from heaven, then he put 10 plagues on Egypt, then he parted the Red Sea, he basically made it easy for them. All you have to do is just follow me, yet they still wanted to go back to Egypt. And no matter what, and so he ended up not allowing, only two people made it out. A long story short, it seems like over and over and over throughout the Old Testament, God's people were captured and sent off into slavery because of rebellion from God. And interesting, I'll bring it back home to your question, it was always the leaders within the congregation that compelled them to do it. And the masses of sheep would follow. Think about it in Ezekiel. He said, I believe it was chapter 13, he said that there are many false prophets who he compared to foxes in the desert. So this is God talking to a prophet, Ezekiel, about the false shepherds amongst the congregation. He called them foxes in the desert. Foxes are predators, my friend, and desert is a metaphor for dead or people who are spiritually numb, people who are spiritually weak. And God said that these false prophets will prey on them like animals and would mislead them. And this is what we're seeing with this great falling away now. So you got people within the walls of the church who are like sheep and wolf clothing, or as God said, foxes in the desert. Unfortunately, too many believers are able or susceptible to following their false doctrines, because as the Bible says, there are many today who will not endure sound doctrine, but by means of itchy ears, meaning they hear what they want to hear. They're concerned about popularity and fitting in as opposed to righteousness. And so they're looking to be pleased. And so these false prophets will feed into their spiritual ignorance and their biblical illiteracy and their self-willed way of living. And now you have a combination of false teachers and the masses of people falling away from the body of Christ. But Paul said if they were with us, they would have never fallen away to begin with. And so you ask the question, what do? We do what you're doing, Joe. You're continuing to be a trumpet of truth and righteousness and justice and biblical literacy and constitutional literacy and freedom of speech and religious freedom. You do what you're doing. That's all we can do, because the Bible says, and I apologize for being long-winded. I want to bring in all my
saints. Well, you are a minister. I didn't expect anything different.
But the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how can they have faith that they do not hear? So the thing that we have to do is continue to sound the trumpet of justice, righteousness, speak rightly, divide the truth. That's what you're doing. That's what I'm trying to do. And they are the remnant of God. And believe me, to your listening audience, don't be shaken, don't be stirred, don't be afraid, and don't lose hope. Because though gross darkness covers the land, the Bible says that the glory of the Lord shall rise above it. And so believe me, we win in the end.
Oh, hey, no doubt in my mind at all that we win in the end. You know, it's really funny when you were talking earlier about about even the Jews, the Israelites, seeing what was happening and still not doing. The apostles did the same thing. The apostles were with it. The apostles were with our Lord when he was doing miracles. He was raising people from the dead. He was restoring eyesight. And, you know, when he got up on the boat, Stacy, I'm sure he didn't say, hey, guys, he was all over them. He was like, are you guys serious? You woke me up for this?
I mean, listen, we're living some serious times, and I, you know, here in Michigan, where I live at, the State Board of Education has been pushing transgender bathrooms. I mean, put this in perspective to your listening audience. You're talking about all the way from the White House, the President of the United States of America pushing an agenda which says that what God calls good is not evil. In other words, men can be whatever they want to be. Women can be. If a woman can say, you know what, I don't feel like I'm a woman today, so I want to be a man. Okay, ma'am, go ahead and use the men's bathroom. And it's so bad, people understand. People say, well, what difference does it make? Why don't you just mind your own business? You're in somebody else's business. Well, no. If that's all it were, then we wouldn't have a problem. Because what you do in your own confines of your own life or your own home, that's your business. But that's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a cultural, spiritual explosion, which is seeking to suffocate the religious freedom of Christians and to essentially stop the gospel from going forward. That is the end game. The end game is to stop people from preaching the truth across the pulpit. The end game is to steal religious freedom from Christians. You don't see any other demographic but Christians being religiously oppressed in our country today.
No,
you don't see that anywhere. That's exactly what you see. You see it in Canada, where you can't even go to the airport and hand out certain materials promoting the church without going to jail. So the church is under persecution. Folks need to wake up and understand that this is going to wax worse and worse, and you're going to have to decide where you stand and who you stand with, and are you willing? I hope you are, but are you willing to your audience? Are you willing to fight for your children's children and children?
Purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can simply send me an email. Send it to Joe at, I can't make it any easier for you guys, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Again, always a pleasure. I want to bring my next guest on. I know, you know, I used to have him on more often than I have lately. I don't know what happened. We kind of I got a little separated there for a while, but I plan on having him on a lot more. Minister Stacy Schwimpf is on the line with me. He's from Flint, Michigan, a Christian activist and commentator. Stacy's also a founding member and past spokesman for the National Coalition of Black Pastors and Christian Leaders for Marriage Protection. Again, Stacy, thanks for being with me today. I really appreciate your time with me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm honored.
You know, and I always have a good time with you because it's really funny. I will get a pastor's on, or quote-unquote Christians on, and they won't take a stand on anything, or they always, the one I always love is, but you know, it's not my place to judge. I always love that one. I'm going to go, are you serious? You don't judge anything. You don't look at anybody. Your best friend's committing adultery. He's gone off the ropes, if you would. You wouldn't do anything to sit him down and talk to him about where he's at and what he's doing wrong. Yeah, what do you say to a congregation or another pastor? Say, well, you know, it's not our place to judge, Stacy.
I would say, well, sir, let's take a look at that. How you define judge? I think there are two contexts in the Word of God that says one, yes, we are to judge, and one says no, we're not. But what does that mean? So, in the Gospel, Jesus said, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." Basically, he was saying, in a nutshell, that I don't have a heaven and hell to put you in, and I don't have a right to put a period to your life. I don't know what God is going to do, so I don't have a right to condemn you permanently. That's God's responsibility. I don't know what he's going to do with you. As I say in church, please be patient with me, because God is not through with me yet. So there's a context of judging that we're not supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
But there is a context of judging. So in 1 John it says, beloved, believe not all the spirits, but to test the spirit to see whether they, because not all the spirits are of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Romans chapter 16, verse 17 through 20, it says, well, in the beloved, believe not all the spirits, but so many who do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but serve their own appetites. right? So what is he saying? He's saying, look, there's a context for you to judge, meaning to make a moral discernment about what you're dealing with. Okay? I need to understand the fruit, the character of the people I'm aligning myself with. That's not making a judgment on their eternal destination, but it's making a judgment to the moral condition and the mindset and the type of character I'm dealing with. It'd be no different than if you had a daughter and your daughter brings a young man home. Are you judging him by trying to find out whether he's a rapist or a maniac or a crazy person? You want your daughter to have some sort of boundaries and standards where she can judge the nature of the person she's dealing with, if you're a good father or your son, vice versa, you know. If you're an employee, you make judgments about the character, the nature of the, you know, you look at your job qualifications, but you interview that person. You pay real close attention to how they answer you. Do they seem honest? Do they seem transparent? You're making judgments about the nature of the character of the individual you're trying to hire, and there's nothing wrong with that. So we're not judging anyone in context of eternal condemnation. That's God's job. But God gave me and you the job of making discernment about the fruit, the character of the people we line ourselves with.
Yeah, you know, I say the same thing to people. I said, look, I'm not going to judge whether somebody truly, honestly knows Jesus or not. But I am going to judge, you know, whether things are right or wrong, whether they're on the word or off the word. I have a right to do that. But
the responsibility to do that.
Yeah, but people are very, they're uncomfortable with that. I think it's because, like a lot of things in our lives, if you're judging somebody else as to what they're doing, you've got to stop and look at yourself and go, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm doing this. I'm doing that. So I have to fix that. I don't think people want to be... We're no responsibility anymore. We're a community of non-responsibility.
I think that's true. I think it's a byproduct, Joe, of where we're at in the society at large. What we're talking about, what you're saying is spot on. And it's just really a reflection of the condition of the church today. And, you know, as goes the church... I believe anyway, as goes the church, goes the culture of our society.
I agree.
And as goes the culture of our society, goes the political climate and direction of our nation. But it starts with the church. Everything starts with us. So because within the church, the gospel is not being preached according to the word of God, but now we have popular motivational speaking and secular progressive messages coming across the pulpit. Now biblical literacy. People aren't reading their Bibles for themselves, so they're easily misled. Folk don't know what the principles, the first principles of the oracles of God are, meaning repentance from dead work, faith toward God, the doctrines of the laying on of hands, the doctrine of baptism. This is found in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. So these are the pillars of the Christian faith that every believer ought to know about. And unfortunately, these things aren't being taught because too many folks are preaching to entertain, to keep people in the pews so they can get donations or tithing to the church. Not every church is doing that. I'm not trying to beat up the church, but I'm saying we have some issues that are unique to the church because God made us. God told us to be the salt of the world. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men. So if we fail to do that, then the dark world tends to gain an advantage in the cultural warfare. But this is what we're seeing.
Stacy.
We got parents
that won't push their kids to do things. We got parents, they won't do things themselves. Look, you talk about reading the Bible, right? Come on. Other than us, some of us old-timers, how many people really sit down and read their Bible? If you can't get it to them at 140 characters or less, they're not going to sit down and read through the Bible. And that's transferred to our young people. How many young people do you know will actually sit down and read a book, let alone the Bible, but a book? How are we going to get the message across them? And then one caveat to this thing I want you to know about, I do a prayer breakfast here in town every year, and I get to talk to the youth pastors, and more and more and more of them are telling me one of the biggest problems they're dealing with are young men and women who are struggling with their, you know, with their gender, okay, with their gender identity, and they don't want to condemn them from a biblical standpoint. And I'm saying, you don't have to condemn, you can love, but you're going to back off of this, you're dealing with this softly, because you don't know how to deal with it? Are we serious? I mean, we're in a world of hurt when we can't work with our young people or train our young people up. Right?
Yeah, well, I think absolutely. When you said that they don't want to, I have seen this in my personal life. I've seen this in many cases within family and friends and local community, where people are allowing children to determine how they want to be raised as opposed to treating their child up in the way they want to go. And so you see children who want to stay on computers and television. You know, when I was coming up, of course, we didn't have computers like this, but, you know, we had to go outside. We couldn't just stay in the house really and sit in front of the television. And then, you know, and then mom most likely took us to the library on Saturdays. We have now a generation too often where young people are having children too often. The families are being broken down. The media, television, entertainment system, VH1, the rock, and even the rap, you know, all of it, all of this stuff is having more influence on the values and the worldviews of this generation than the parents too often. And the parents are very often fueling these things to their children. And so we have a crisis. But again, I don't want to focus solely on that. I want to say yet that where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. I don't want anybody to feel hopeless.
Never.
But let's be honest. Let's be transparent about the problem, and then let's begin to face it with the Word of God. First of all, we got to make sure that we are an example. Listen, I have fallen short at times, and I have seen the reality of God's demand for righteousness and holiness in our life. Because I have personally fallen short in that, you know, I can see where I don't care how talented we are. I don't care how educated we are. I don't even care how biblically knowledgeable we are. If we don't personally take it seriously to walk with God and walk by faith and not by sight, He can't use us. And I have learned that the hard way, taking God for granted. I've seen where that has caused consequences in my life and even in the life of those who loved me and trusted me. And I'm telling you that's got to start with the person, that woman and man in the mirror.
Yeah.
It's got to start with me. It's got to start with you. It's got to start with your listeners, each and every one of you individually, making sure that you are where you need to be in your personal walk with God and that you take it seriously. Because God, the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord go to and fro the whole earth, seeking whose heart is sincere toward Him, that He might show Himself strong on our behalf. And I'm telling you, whether you're in the rural areas of Texas, whether you're in the urban centers of Chicago, or whether you're in the metropolitan areas of New York, God can and will use anyone who just is willing to be sincere.
You're right.
Sincerely.
We got to go to a quick break because on this show I believe in capitalism, so we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back. Stacey Shrimp joins me. Yeah.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. At the same size that plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way.
We are back.
Had a boogie style that no one else would play.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But you know what? Let's just listen and learn, okay? Don't talk and don't type to me. Don't do any of this. I want you to listen. Not often I have this guy on with me. It's not often I have people that really understand what their role in society is, what their role in life is, what their role on this earth is. You know, you got to get informed, people. It's the only way you're going to stay alive. It's the only way you're going to help change this world, because we need a changing. Anyway, I've got Minister Stacy Schwimp on the line with me. He's out of Flint, Michigan, Christian activist, commentator. Stacy's also a founding member and a past spokesman for the National Coalition of Black Pastors and Christian Leaders for Marriage Protection. Stacy, a pleasure. Thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you. Really enjoying it, and how wonderful it is to know that we are still able to speak God's truth and rightly divided in a society where religious freedom is yet under constant persecution.
Yeah, you know what? And I've got to ask you this, and I think I have my reason why I think it is, but I'm not going to tell you yet. And that is, you know, I tell people all the time, this race thing that is going on, I mean, I think that it's being fed. Oh, we both know this. It's being fed by darkness, okay? And I don't have a problem. I have never had a problem with any other color. I don't care what color it is. And, you know, we, in the past, I guess it's politically incorrect, but between you and me, you know, there used to be red skin, brown skin, yellow skin, white skin, black skin. It was just, it's just ways people refer to it. I never saw that as a negative thing. I saw it to understand, and that was it. But it's almost seemed like it's, we're being told that we have to be, or it's ingrained in us to be hateful because somebody's a different color. I'm not lying, and you know my heart. I don't understand that. Where is that coming from?
I think there's several factors going on. Number one, I'm not sure if we've ever really been as honest with ourselves as we need to be in our country about the nature of the problems we have. I think, you know, after the civil rights bills were passed and Dr. King was murdered, and I've had these conversations many times, I think people were just like, okay, can we move on now? You know, I think black folks are trying to get jobs, trying to get economic opportunities. I'm not sure if we've ever had the kind of honesty and transparency. And I think a couple of things took place. I think bitterness within many black families became so deeply entrenched after the 50s and 60s, you know, Martin Luther King was murdered. I mean, the 60s were a tough time. And I remember growing up myself, my grandmother would always say, you know, you're not supposed to hate anybody. You're not supposed to. She never taught us verbatim to hate anybody, but you could just see the little things, the anger, the bitterness, the hurt, because there's constant difficulty in inequalities. And I think that in having these discussions, there's two things that need to take place, and I'm going to use an example of a non-Christian, but he said something interesting. Malcolm X was somebody I would obviously don't prescribe to the Nation of Islam or Islam, but he said something that was very interesting to me when they asked him, Malcolm, what do you think we need to do to solve the so-called race problem in America? And he said, you know, I think white Americans need to be able to sit down at the table with us and say what's on their mind without us getting our feelings hurt. They need to be able to just speak to us, and we need to be able to take it and not get our feelings hurt. And he said, we need to be able to sit down with them and say whatever it is on our mind, and they need to not get their feelings hurt. Because if we can't even start with that, we have no hope of a real solution, is what he said.
Look where we are today, though, Stacey. Look where we are today. Look where we are today. It's kind of like we as white people, all right, and you know, you and I can keep it real. I say this to people all the time. If I speak about black issues, and I'm protecting, if you would, I'm told to shut up. I have no right to speak about it. I'm a white guy. I don't understand the plight of the black people. I'm going, wait a minute. But I understand humans that are being oppressed. I understand humans that are being treated wrong.
But I got to offer a devil's advocacy.
Okay, go ahead.
There are two things. Most white Americans, like you said, we can talk real with each other, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Most white Americans that I know who are sincere, aren't intentionally racist, yet don't understand that when they engage black Americans on these discussions, tend to be a little bit paternalistic and condescending. Why? Not because they're hateful, not because they mean to. It's because if you don't live that reality, you can't start that conversation off somewhat with a lecture. You need to do this and you need to do that. That's what happens. Okay?
I agree.
So for black Americans, Dr. King says something. I want to go back to what he says. He said, you know, sometimes we have become so institutionalized in the reality of discrimination and victimization, real victimization. He said that sometimes we lose this thing called initiative. And so now, so many of us have lost the ability to differentiate between real victimization and actual victimization. So guess what happens? You got people reacting to each other all over the place, and neither one are being empathetic. And we're talking about race when we should be talking about culture. We're talking about race when we should be talking about personal relationships.
That's right.
And creating. And so the word race is really a misnomer. Folk, understand something. The hours of history, you don't even find the word race. You can't find it in the Grecian writings, the Romans, the African literature. You don't find it anywhere. But until the institution of slavery popped up in the human landscape in the 15th century, suddenly this word race came about because slave owners, through the learning institutions or people who were trying to institutionalize slavery and segregation, created this word race to keep us divided and to justify what they were doing. And crazy, here we are now, you know, thousands of years later, black and white folk in America and abroad are continuing a dialogue in a disposition as though we're still living in bondage. We have to start questioning the way we think. Why do we think that way? Where do we get these definitions from? What's most important? Listen to each other. So when people are telling you, well, you don't understand, it's probably the smartest thing you can do is say, okay, I don't understand. Help me understand. Help me understand.
That
totally disarms the accusation. Because if you ask them, help me understand, they're still accusing you. Well, man, you don't really want me to understand, do you?
I got to tell you, some of the conversations I hear, it's almost you can't win for losing, if you remember, that old saying. And I've known guys that have sat down at the table, and somebody's already come on with a preconceived notion, and it happens on both sides. But here I am sitting talking to a couple of friends, and I'm going, no, I want you to treat me like an idiot. I don't understand. I want you to help me understand. And if that means you have to treat me like a six-year-old, do so. Yeah.
Joe, when people have been hurt, man, when people have been dealing with, listen, as a black American, you've been knowing me for years, I'm not saddled with any hang-ups about the past.
Right. Yep.
But I know what it is to be hurt, man. And I'm out here dealing with a lot of things as a community activist that have everything to do with discrimination. And I think that, people underestimate. It hurts. It hurts.
Sure.
And when people are hurting and they're angry and they're tired, no one has a right to tell them how to emote. We have to find some kind of balance. Even take, for example, I don't want to take too much of your time. Take, for example, I was so irritated when I saw Donald Trump commenting on the Black Lives Matter. This is a really radical, crazy organization with three founders I never even heard of. but Dr. King said something again. When the riots in 67 took place, King didn't come out and just say, well, you rioters, you're stupid people, you're hateful, you're this, you're that. He said, I condemn rioting, I condemn violence, but I cannot in good conscience condemn the rioting without first condemning the social economic conditions that created this poverty. So there has to be some level of compassion and empathy first. Deal with the conditions that create the reactions. Well, sure, these reactions are radical, but you can't have that conversation without empathy if you're sincerely interested in the solution. I think what happens too often is people tend to want to lecture and deal with the symptom and not the disease. And then with us, too many times as Black Americans, we know the real issues, but too many of us can't get past the hurt, the anger, to see that not everybody's our enemy. Come on, we have to, we didn't get out of slavery by ourselves.
Glad you said that. Not everybody is your enemy. There are people that truly, honestly want to help. Maybe they don't know how. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't understand. Mm-hmm. But I believe there are truly people out there that want to help, that want to make things better. I just, you said it, though. It's a true statement. Until we can actually sit down at the table and have honest conversations, honest, open, loving conversations. And listen, I come from an Italian family. Loving conversations can be loud.
May not be loving, though. We may not be a family.
Yeah. That's what I mean. You know what I'm saying. Still walk away and go get a hot dog together or whatever it is. And I don't know. I'm not seeing that as much. I'm not seeing people even willing to sit down because everybody has become so politically correctly frozen. Anyway, we're up against the time, Stacey. I wish I had a lot more time with you. Go ahead and let people know how they can find out more about you and your writings.
Yes, you can. My website is being reconstructed, so I'm going to send you to my Twitter account at Stacey Swimp and my Facebook page. And I just want to say to your listening audience, stand up and fight. If you don't do it for yourself, do it for your generations unborn. I have a son, Christian, and when I look at my son, I can't imagine not fighting for him. I can't imagine just sitting down on my laurels and not trying to pass on to him a better home, a better life, a better world that was passed down to me. If you don't do it for yourself, folks, do it for your children.
Yeah, you're right. All right, we got to go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're going to do a little wrap-up of the RNC when we come back. We will be right back.